Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I keep getting charges on my account. I want my money back because I don't know what it is and why y'all keep doing it. Can you help me with that, please?
Yes, ma'am. If you will give me your zip code, let me see if I can locate transactions for you.
32465.
32465.
Yes, they actually put a block on my card because someone was trying to take another amount of $59.95, something like that, out of my account tonight.
Let's locate this transaction for you.
Okay.
What's your name, ma'am?
Catherine Carnley.
Ms. Carnley, would you verify your address for me, please?
I'm getting myself deeper in it. Because y'all, okay, 247 McLawn Drive. I'll go that far. How about that?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I've located the accounts for you. So what I see here on 219, you agreed to pay $7.95 maybe for a contest entry to win a tablet.
Well, I don't recall anything like that.
Well, you would have done like a survey or a link or paid a dollar or two to win a tablet or an iPhone or a vacuum cleaner or something of the sort.
I don't recall any of that. What happened? I mean, what's going on?
So on $7.95, there was, like I said, for that offer. Hold on. Let's see exactly what it's for.
Okay. I'm looking.
Let's say the product of, you will receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing. And you will be charged for the discount shopping store. So on that particular,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I promise, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I would have never done anything like that.
Well, ma'am, I can turn it over to fraud, and they can investigate all that for you if you don't feel like you did that.
Okay, that'd be good. But what about the money that keeps coming out of my account and put me into? I was overdraft of fees and everything, man.
I understand that, but if we have to either turn it over to fraud or we're going to handle it here.
Okay. The thing is there was an $89.95 charge come out of my card. Wait a minute. It's coming back up right now. You guys, I was just notified by my bank that you all were trying to take another 56 something
so,
out of my card.
So what that's stemming from what I see, whether you say you did or you did not on the $7.95, but it shows here that you did agree to pay $7.95. What happens with that is on that particular one, you agreed to get an entry to win, to be entered into a sweepstakes. Okay. So if you did not cancel that within a 48 hour time frame, they were going to enter you into the club. And which was $56.95, and that was declined on 224. It was declined on 225. So I don't see
so
a charge that has
declined it again. Decline it again because it's because I mean I don't know anything about this. I promise you, ma'am, I don't.
I understand you're asking for monies back, but if it's declined, we don't have any monies. We haven't gotten any monies from you if it declined. Okay.
Okay, but it's trying, it's pending, it's trying to take it out of my account. So can you please cancel whatever it is?
So I do one or two things. I'm going to cancel it or I'm going to turn you over to fraud. You're saying that you're not doing it, but if you want me to stop it, that means you're aware that that's what initiated it.
Just stop it before, because I can't afford it to come out of my
account. Yes, ma'am, no worries. What I can do right here for you going forward, let me see here. You got, it's for the tablet.
There's Deluxe Easy. There's Oh My Cleanse for $89.95 that came out of my account. $1.95 from Oh My Cleanse. There's,
I don't see those, ma'am.
$5. I don't know where this shit keeps coming from.
Well, if they're not getting what it is, the smaller amounts is because they can't get the initial amount for the $56.95. But I'm not seeing any of that. I haven't. So when you say to refund you money's back, I don't see where it was given, where we have gotten any money from you. It was declined. So what I can do to make sure they don't charge you again is just cancel it for you if that's what you want me to do.
Okay, this is the third time I've called and somebody said that to me, and they keep, I don't know, man, it keeps coming back.
Well,
if you recognize his phone number. 844-239-0314.
Not that I know of. Ma'am, I'm looking at notes on your account. Only thing I can go about what I see. I don't know. What I have here is a decline status of the charges of $56.95. Now, if you would like, I can cancel that going forward. Based on Ms. Catherine, you did verify that was you, that it was your account, but you also mentioned that you wasn't doing that. So either I can transfer it to fraud or I can cancel it. One of the two.
Okay. If you transfer it to fraud, what happens?
They're going to do an investigation and they're going to go follow the IP address where it came from, where it was initiated, and realize that it was legit if you did do it or if you're saying you're not. I don't know, but I can cancel it going forward and you won't receive any more charges.
Return my money and cancel. If you can't return it, you can't return it, but you can cancel it and give me a cancellation number, right?
I sure can. So hold on, please. Okay.
And that no one is going to take any more money out of my account from your company, correct?
Well, I haven't seen any that's taken out anyways other than the $7.95 when you initially did the transaction. Okay.
Again, I'm going to tell you, this is my third call. Different representative.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because I know what I'm doing on this. Just go ahead and do what you're going to do. Give me a confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie 259012204.
Okay. C as in Charlie 259.
Yes.
Repeat the rest.
0122 0122 04.
Did you see how that changed?
You repeat that, please, one more time.
He needs you to repeat it one more time.
I'm gonna write it down and get a pen fast enough.
It's C259012204.
C259012204.
No. Well.
C259012204.
That's correct. So I've canceled that. You won't receive any further charges. There's no refund due because they were all declined, and I've notated your account that you wanted the account canceled. Anything else I can do for you this evening?
No, that'll work.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Uh-huh. I bet she gets yelled at all the time.